This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. A little over 10 years ago, St. Louis chef Kevin Nashan talked to our show about his optimism for St. Louis and its food scene. In 2016, Nashan was one of two local chefs to be named finalists for the prestigious James Beard Award. With two restaurants, Sydney Street Cafe and Peacemaker Lobster and Crab, Nashan was a pillar of the city's food scene. He pointed out that the recognition of the region's talent and its great food was changing the perception that St. Louis was some kind of flyover city.
I love this town, and I love my buddies. So, like I said, it's just a great time to be in St. Louis, and this isn't it. There's so much more to come, so it's really exciting.
That was Kevin Nashan speaking on this show in 2016. Sadly, Nashan did not win a James Beard Award that year, but in 2017, he returned home with the Foundation's Medal for Best Chef Midwest. It was recognition of his work at Sydney Street Cafe and in St. Louis. It's been about 10 years since that big win. He's done a lot since then, and yesterday marked the start of a new adventure, the opening of his new restaurant, the Clydesdale, in Ballpark Village. Now, as we speak, Kevin Nashan is overseeing the Clydesdale's inaugural lunch service. He came by our studio this morning, however, to talk with us about getting to that point and how the restaurant is part of his story as a chef and a St. Louisan. Kevin Nashan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get to today's lunch, we noted that last night was the official opening of your new restaurant. So how was it having the Clydesdales deliver your beer?
Oh my God. I tell you what, you got to pinch yourself. What better way to deliver your first case of beer than the actual Clydesdales themselves welcoming you into Ballpark Village?
And did you get the first pour of that?
I think some of the team may have.
Okay.
But someone did enjoy it.
Okay, great.
And I believe it was like actually brewed yesterday.
Oh, so very fresh then.
Amazing.
Yeah, only in St. Louis.
Only in St. Louis.
So today is the very first lunch service
yeah.
at the Clydesdale. What goes through a chef's mind typically on a big first day?
I think the same thing that goes through our mind every single day. Chaos, you hope everyone shows up. You hope the lights get turned on, the gas doesn't get turned off. Everything shows up and people come on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but with the first day, there's definitely the butterflies of the unexpected and the unknown. We have new teams, new personnel, and a new beginning. So,
yeah.
It's definitely, there's some anxiety, but some also, incredible anticipation because we've been working so hard for this goal. So a lot of us are really excited, but, also, nervous too. So I think it's really healthy.
Is there anything about opening in Ballpark Village that makes it different from, the other restaurants that you've opened?
Well, yes, of course there is. I think that there's just so much going on and you're nestled in the middle of baseball games and just this complete almost neighborhood like energy, and so it is really exciting of nerve-wracking. You hope to be contribute to all the amazing stuff that like K's and Salt and Smoke and all these other ventures have done. So I think that it's a lot of emotions.
So ballpark and ball games.
Mm-hmm.
We think about teams.
Correct.
Who is part of the team that is helping make today and the rest of the Clydesdale's life possible?
Absolutely. Well, this couldn't have happened without the Cordish family. They, about 4 or 5 months ago, we started talking about the possibility of Clydesdale. And the conversation was great. And I think that it was a large drop of water that started the waterfall, so to speak. And, we just started to gather our team after we realized that this is what we wanted to accomplish in the space and what a beautiful space it is. And, also we had partners like the Cardinals and Anheuser-Busch. So we wanted to keep in mind just, a lot of different avenues. So as we were building our team, back of the house, the leader is Matt Duffin. He's our chef. And Olivia Diggs, our sous chef, and just started really incorporating this amazing team. You know, Joe Shirley and Phil, both predominant people in the Cordish group. They both are chefs, and they run on the corporate level, and they've been instrumental in helping us accomplish our goals of getting the place open. So it's been great in the front of the house too. It's just wonderful, you know, seeing some new faces, some unfamiliar faces. I've done this quite a few times, and it's still the same, like the same anxiety, the same nerve wracks. But the most important part is you're just getting great people, you hope, that care and want to make other people happy. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to accomplish down at Ballpark Village.
So the other restaurants you have mentioned, Peacemaker, Lobster and Crab, and Sydney Street Cafe, the Clydesdale is very different from those. It's an American tavern. What is going to feel different about the Clydesdale to folks who have been to your other restaurants?
Well, as you mentioned before, first and foremost, we're nestled in Ballpark Village. That's going to be right there. It's just, you know, you think of going to, you know, baseball games and that kind of thing. But we really wanted to create a restaurant that would complement all of our surroundings and also be a place that not only if there's a, you know, a baseball game or, you know, say a concert, that this is something that you can go and you could have a special occasion, or you can have a business meeting, or you just go and hang out with your family. You know, we have a very kid-friendly menu. You'll have some fare that's very similar to the ballpark, like wings and burgers and that kind of thing. But we wanted to basically give an experience that had, like, just a really good feel that people could also order, you know, like a steak frites or a good, nice pasta. And we didn't want to compete with our neighbors. You know, Katie does such an amazing job with the pasta. So we just wanted to be a part of it and have something a little different that everyone else, you know, contributed around our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. One of the items that you mentioned to our producer, Danny Wisniewski, mm-hmm. was the mussels.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, the mussels is a brainchild from Matt Duffin, and I love it. You know, it's the great thing with, I think you'll find with Clydesdale, between the mussels and, say, the trout dish, is they're unassuming, unexpected, yet it's very approachable and delicious. And, you know, you have that curry, and it's not a traditional curry, and it's just got this, like, wonderful flavor. You know, a lot of times mussels can be, you know, a little strong, and I think it really complements that lemongrass and that ginger in there. And just, it's really fun and, you know, always great to, like, soak up that piece of grilled bread with that mussels and that broth. But I think that's the neat, you know, aspect with the Clydesdale, is that we have some offerings that are unexpected, unassuming, yet very approachable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to be really exciting.
St. Louis Magazine noted that you created two burgers to avoid sparking, quote, burger wars.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm kind of I like both. I don't want to, like, play both sides of the fence, but I really do. You know, I've always, in this town, there's two places for a thick burger, and it's always been, like, O'Connell's and Five Star Burger for me. And we really wanted to kind of have this, like, delicious kind of thick burger. And, you know, the Cordish family, they basically wanted to have this thick burger that we use Wagyu and that kind of thing. And I think it's an amazing one. But right now, you know, in the last 10 years, the smash burger has always been a talk. And we have, you know, we have an offering like that in Kirkwood Peacemaker, and it does very, very well, and it's delicious. So it's kind of like, hey, listen, let's kind of have both, so, you know, we can make everybody happy to a certain degree. And and then, you know, sometimes you feel like a big thick burger sometimes, and other times you just feel like, hey, I don't want to think too much about it, and you know, gulp it down. So that was our goal.
And I've heard you talk in other interviews about the kids menu.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a kid who sometimes wants something that is on the adult side.
Yes.
So that those two burgers definitely are up his alley.
Absolutely. And I think you like I said, I think you will find a lot of the food approachable, so that if your kid is on the fence of, like, hey, listen, I might want to try that different pasta, or, hey, I've never really eaten a lot of, like, you know, pork chop, and that sounds like a really fun set with the succotash and the pickled peaches, because it's the end of peach season right now. It's so delicious. And but, you know, it's fun. There's a lot of offerings.
We're talking today with Chef Kevin Nashan about his new restaurant, The Clydesdale. It opened yesterday and is in the midst of its very first lunch service. So yesterday, last night, there were people in the restaurant for the first time. Did anyone say anything to you about the feel of the Clydesdale that made you feel like, yes, this is what I wanted?
I don't ever know if it's really ever what you wanted. You have aspirations for things. I believe it was very well received. I loved the energy last night. The feel I thought was very unique for Ballpark Village, yet very comfortable. And so I think we hit those two aspects really, really well. And like I said, the Cordish family was instrumental in making that happen. We all have ideas, and they were, you know, they moved very quickly. So it was really neat. But I think it was a success.
Mm-hmm. You have been a cheerleader for St. Louis, but you were in fact born in Chicago and then grew up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, before coming to St. Louis a little bit later. Talk with us about your upbringing and how it has influenced what you do as a chef.
Well, yes. I knew nothing else. I loved growing up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. My family, had a restaurant there for 27 years. It was opened by my grandparents and my mom and my father. My grandfather was, you know, in his early years, they moved from Spain, the Basque region, and settled in this town called Chimayo, New Mexico. And my grandfather, because he spoke a few languages, and he, you know, enlisted in the military, he got on board with this military intelligence, which metamorphosed into the FBI. And he did that for quite some time, and he helped with the Manhattan Project and a couple other things. And then in 1970, he decided to retire and cash in his pension and open up La Tertulia in 1972, the year I was born. And, you know, for a gentleman that couldn't really boil water, and really to his dying day, I don't think he could. He was just, it was one of those funny things, but he always knew good food, and he loved it, and he was simple in that way. But they just, they built an incredible restaurant that, knowing now what I know, it's incredible what that place was. I thought I appreciated it, but knowing now, after doing, you know, Sydney Street's 24 years old, Peacemaker's 12, and all the others kind of fall down from there. But it was quite a feat, and it was just such a special. It was nestled in a old convent, and so it had like about 8 to 9 rooms. It sat 220 people, and it was just full all the time. It was just incredible, and you can get pozole and carne adobada, and then I would come home from football practices and, you know, go and get a sopapilla, which is like a fried piece think of Indian fried bread, mm-hmm. and I would throw in the carne adobada in there, and that would be like my snack. So, fond memories.
It sounds like it was almost inevitable that you'd be sitting here with me talking about opening a restaurant with that kind of history.
Yeah, and then in, you know, about 5 years ago, right after the pandemic, I you know, we had a Peacemaker for 8 to 9 years in Oklahoma, in Tulsa. And I had this building, and I needed to open up another concept because I had some vacant space, and I really couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. And I thought no better way to pay a little homage back to my family than to open up a rendition of our family restaurant, La Tertulia. And it's super successful there. Unfortunately, we had to close Peacemaker last year there, but La Tertulia is such a special and unique place. And you know, it's not the magnitude of the original, but I think my grandparents would be very, very pleased.
Mm-hmm. You run multiple restaurants in multiple states. Staying connected, you know, with so many dishes and operations, now with the Clydesdale, how do you maintain that connection?
I think the only way to succeed in life is through the village of people that you surround yourself. And it's all about amazing people that help. And you know, the team is just is being incredible in all these spaces. You know, I'm just a cheerleader, like you mentioned earlier. And whether it be for the city or the restaurants, it's just I you know, you can't do it without it. It always takes a village. And, you know, it's just one big family.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that sometimes it takes some mess-ups. I read that a pivotal incident earlier in your career involved a, quote, scheduling misunderstanding, and that ended up landing you in a three Michelin-star situation in Spain. So tell us about that.
That's,
you know,
too
right
funny.
Place, wrong, but ultimately right time
so
situation.
Absolutely. I love you bringing this up. So after I went to college in St. Louis University and graduated in marketing and in a minor in finance. And I wanted to, we wanted to open up our own restaurant. So I told my brother, I was like, you know, I'm going to take the short straw. And I went to the CIA. And, you know, long before the phones and all that, they have an incredible culinary library at the CIA. And so I had been reading, there was a magazine that used to come out called Food Arts. And it was incredible. And it was talking about this gentleman in Spain, Ferran Adrià, and he was making these, like, you know, sauces like Sauce American and stuff that were like aerated in these ISI containers, which are like a whipped cream dispenser, and they were like making these traditional like heavy sauces that were now really light and stuff. And so I was like, oh, that intrigued me, but I knew I couldn't get in there right away. So I wanted to go to Spain twofold. A, go see a little bit about my family because of the history of my grandfather, the Ortiz family. So there was a restaurant called Rocco del Confaves, another three Michelin star restaurant. The chef had passed away about 8-9 years ago. His name is Santi Santa Maria. And I remember, you know, we got letter back and, you know, he was like, get here X amount of days. So I remember I showed up right after, it was, I believe it was in 96 or 97. It was right after the new year. And I showed up with my backpack, my knives ready to go, and it's in a town right outside of Barcelona. And I said I'm here, and they told me I was 6 months early, and that they didn't have a place for me. And so oddly enough, I really, you know, I'm still young. I kind of lost my wits. I'm like, I cannot fail. I'm not going to go back home and just because of this. So I had a friend, this guy named Ethan Mantle, another incredible chef, and he was at the time at George Blanc in right outside of Lyon in France. So I called him. I'm like, hey, listen, is there any way I can go stage there for a couple weeks until I figure out my Spain thing? So I did. And long story short, I went to the Basque region, which I originally wish I would have started. And there's so many amazing Michelin restaurants there, and I just started knocking on doors, and there was a gentleman named Martin Berasategui, and it was a three Michelin star restaurant in La Sarthe, and he said that, you know, as long as I stayed X amount of time, it was like almost a year, that he would employ me. And, you know, it was a labor of love, because when you stage, you work for free. So I got fed, and I got to stay at the property along with 38 other chefs from all around the world, which was a very unique experience. You know, having two showers, and the American gets the last shower, so we could just figure that one out. But, you know, from there, I got to go stage at El Bulli because of that experience. And the very things I got to read, it just all worked out. And so my last part, you know, El Bulli, which at the time, you know, not a lot of people knew about it, but it was definitely, just because there was no social media, but it was definitely starting to be talked about. And then it was the number one restaurant in the world for years. And but I remember going there, and it was in a town called Rosas, which is right near Figueras, which is north, about 60 kilometers northeast of Barcelona. And it was just incredible. My head split in half when the first time I walked in, and they said they were doing like ice cream a la minute, and they were doing them in these Paco jets. And now you see a Paco jet all the time, but then no one even knew what a Paco jet was. So it was just stuff like that. I was just blown away. And then, you know, took the trash out in a bunch of restaurants after that, and then made my way because of a girl to St. Louis. And here we are, another restaurant opening in Clydesdale, and that's the nickel tour.
Bringing it all back. I mean, you tell that story with such verve, right? And clearly it is a very important story to you. And with the Clydesdale opening now, you know, we're looking at a very different situation from that time that you made that mistake, as it were. the food and hospitality industry, like, it has faced a lot of change. You were on the show last in 2016. There's been the global pandemic in between. Delivery apps have been just popping up all over the place. And there are some challenges that are facing St. Louis's downtown. So what is it that gives you, you know, hope and optimism that what's going to be happening with the Clydesdale is, you know, it is another case of the right place and the right time?
I think that in life, you never know what the right place or right time is. You try to make a hypothesis, an educated guess. First and foremost, I love what I do. Secondly, I love the town I'm in. Thirdly, I've been in St. Louis and had businesses there. You know, Sydney's 24 years old, Peacemaker's 12, in the city proper. And, you know, we've definitely seen it all, the highs, the lows, more lows than highs, and weather the storms. And so, like I, you know, this was an incredible opportunity. I just want to be another piece of the puzzle for downtown to hopefully, you know, add more support. But, like, you know, our MLS stadium coming a couple of years ago, my buddy Gerard Kraft kind of taking that storm and all those incredible restaurants, Balkan, you know, all the restaurants coming in there. That was such a neat and it's super successful. But our industry, just like every industry, is always weathered with multiple, you know, troubleshooting parts. And at the end of the day, what I think the lesson learned is that, most importantly, you hopefully do what you love, and that's going to get you out of bed. But you learn only from the problems, the mistakes. You never learn from the good things that happen. So, you know, hopefully you just kind of weather the storms, and which we have. And I think St. Louis is going in a great direction. I hope that within my lifetime, I see the city and county merged. You know, that's my political part right now. Okay. Sorry, but I'm really for that, and I think that you know, the more positive, you know, infrastructure that we can do for downtown, it takes everyone. It takes a village, in this case, a ballpark village, to put everyone, you know, in the direction of, like, hey, we can make this place a better place.
Kevin Nashan is a James Beard Award-winning chef. His new restaurant, The Clydesdale, opened this week. Chef, thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.